Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
I hear Jimmy's words in my head.
The most poignant seven words ever uttered in any speech anywhere.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
So I will never give up.
To be honored with this, I now have a responsibility to also not ever give up. I listen to all that he said, everything that he asked of us, and that's to build the V Foundation.
What I would like to be able to do is to spend whatever time I have left and to give and maybe some hope to others.
We are going to find a cure for cancer.
Because of all the donations, research, and support, mine is one of the lives that's been saved.
Jimmy, my man up there, we are not going to stop chasing our dream to beat cancer.
Cancer can take away all my physical abilities. It cannot touch my mind, it cannot touch my heart, and it cannot touch my soul. And those three things are going to carry on forever.
Today is Giving Tuesday. As you've heard, it's a day when people all across the country give back to support the organizations that mean the most to them and to their communities. So today, all day long, ESPN Radio is going to be supporting the V Foundation. If you are able, we hope that you'll choose to join us today on Giving Tuesday. Go to v.org/donate. Go there now and help support the critical work of the V Foundation for cancer research. This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPNU, and we are presented by Progressive Insurance. Morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning. I just want to tell everybody, you know, I lost a friend a while ago to cancer, and it was a very tough situation for me, and like it is for millions of people that are dealing with it. And what I will tell everybody is that I try to deal with a lot of my grief and anger and frustration alone. I think talking to somebody, obviously I've gone through a lot in my life on my own personal end, health-wise, with my accident. And seeing somebody for that was helpful. But actually seeing somebody and talking about losing a loved one was even more helpful for me. This thing that we're dealing with is so nasty. And hearing people in the open like Stuart Scott, who was at my draft party, frankly, and I knew him for a long time. You know, seeing Robin Roberts do her thing continually and battling through it, just can take a lot of people. And some people were able to make it through. And it's we've had so many people on our show talk about it over the last 2 hours. It just makes me extremely emotional. And I just think today, like, I'm thankful for all the people that are still here. I'm thankful for the people that have openly talked about their struggles. And this is why our donations are so important to find an answer to this. And I really appreciate Dick Vitale, even watching his battle and seeing him back calling games. The fight that, you know, he's put up and using his words and his platform and ESPN building towards what we're doing right now. Days like today on Giving Tuesdays, and even hearing, you know, Sylvie from Waddle and Sylvie in Chicago. I didn't even know he went through that 2 years ago. Key, we were just with them last year. It makes today an even more important day for us to give towards helping people find ways so we can cure this damn thing.
Yeah,
I just wanted to say that.
By the way, I thought something Sylvie said was profound, which is essentially that we had Sylvie on from Waddle and Sylvie minutes ago. Essentially, like, even if it's not selflessly inclined, right? Just selfishly, you should donate to cancer research. It touches everybody. Jay, three of my four grandparents died of cancer. Three of four, right? Now I'm like, you know, if they don't, how I'm going to go out, how I'm going to check out. I mean, what do the odds say, right? My parents, same thing. And even if it's not someone in your immediate family, it's a loved one, it's a friend, it touches everybody, man. It does. It reaches out for everybody in one way or another. So anyway, give what you can. You guys ready to talk some sports?
Sure.
Well, the sports topics that have caught our eye today, one of them, the Eagles have the third best odds to win the Super Bowl. Even though they're a one-loss team, they have the third best odds. Chiefs at plus 400. We understand that, right? Chiefs, they got Patrick Mahomes. They host the AFC Championship game every year. They've already been in two Super Bowls in his young career and have won one. The Bills at plus 450. Now, they came into the season with a lot of hype because every year it looked like they were getting closer to the Chiefs, and last year came so close to taking them down, but didn't, and have stumbled a little bit recently since then. Eagles plus 600 with Jalen Hurts as their quarterback. So here's the question. When you look at the AFC, you see the Chiefs and the Bills, and then you got to pay attention to the Bengals, and by the way, the Titans and the Ravens, and there are a bunch of teams. You got even the Chargers asleep. You got to pay attention to a lot of teams. In the NFC, we're looking at the Eagles, and most people then point to the Cowboys and the Niners right now. Would you say, Key, that's fair to say Cowboys and Niners after the Eagles?
Yeah, in the NFC.
In the NFC.
For sure, because the Niners got sexy when they got Christian McCaffrey. All of a sudden, they become – they became this team that, oh, my God, Christian McCaffrey's over there. They're going to be this. And they're getting players back on the defensive side of the ball, and they got an emerging young corner in Diamandour Lenore. So their defense is one of the defenses in the league that can certainly win a Super Bowl for you.
So here's the question then. Which quarterback do you think, chips on the line, given what they have around them, is better suited to beat the Eagles? Dak Prescott, who has a lot of gifts and a lot of people for a long time saying he's really good and he's trending towards great, right? He got paid that way. They're Dallas Cowboys. Oh, here comes Dak Prescott. And by the way, he's a dual threat quarterback. He can do a lot of stuff. Nice arm, the whole thing. Or Jimmy Garoppolo, who is not as much of a threat physically, who a lot of people think, he's kind of lucky. He's in the right situation. And yet all he does is win. He's been in a Super Bowl, came perilously close to winning one, and extremely close to getting back. Which quarterback do you think is better suited to take down the Eagles?
Probably Dak Prescott. I think Dak Prescott is probably solid defense, pretty good defense, I would say. Running game, terrific. Emerging receivers, inline assigned OBJ, the quarterback dropping dimes. I mean, he throws the ball. His balls are nice. I mean, you're not twisting and turning and diving. All those sort of things grow up. In the end, man, you got to stop, man.
What? He said he's got nice. All right,
yeah, stop, man. You got to grow up.
I'm a child. I can't. Go ahead, man.
He just displays something different this year than I've seen in Dak Prescott. They're 3-1 since coming back. I think it's 3-1 since coming back. They had the mishap in Green Bay. But other than that, he's been pretty good.
He's definitely displayed something different.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't.
You want to know why?
What? Anyway, so suited to me means what's your outfit, right? Like, are you well equipped to beat a team? Anyway, back to my original point here, as I pull myself from the trenches of immaturity. I'm going to go with Jimmy G because of that dude on the sideline, Max. I'm going to go with Jimmy G because of Kyle Shanahan. And the way that I know at the end of the day, the tools that they have, adding Christian McCaffrey, having Deebo Samuel, like at George Kittle to a degree, like they have the pieces and the style in which they play. And there is something about the Dallas Cowboys, even though I do like Dak as a talented quarterback, the fact that they have led the league and penalties for the past 2 years, this year and last year, really make me wonder about down the stretch. Like, will they have the expertise in the details to actually get it done? Where I don't have that same concern about the 49ers and Jimmy G.
You know what, Jay? I agree with you. It when you say best suited, it's very difficult to take a quarterback out of his circumstances, right? Who's coach? What's around him? All that stuff. This is what I'll say about Jimmy G. And it reminds me, in a way, I bring this up from time to time, of Rick Fox, right, guys? Like Rick
Pretty
Fox.
Ricky.
Yeah, because you know who wanted Rick Fox to play for him in college? Dean Smith. You know who drafted him, who's like, oh, let's get that guy on the team? Red Auerbach, right? Mm-hmm. You know who's like, yeah, let me get that guy? Phil Jackson. There's a reason that all the greatest winners in the history, Jerry West, the great in the history of basketball said, I want that guy on the team. Well, Rick Fox only averaged 15 points. The dude played defense. He could shoot. He was tough. He could do things. He was, but he was a winner. right? Yeah. Whatever you want to say about Jimmy G, Bill Belichick looked and said, we're going to draft him in the second round. Then Bill Belichick said, that's my quarterback of the future. Then Robert Kraft said, no, he's not. And Bill Belichick said, okay, oh, he's not. You know who wanted him? Shanahan wanted him. And what's happened, guys? He was 2-0 when he started for Belichick. The 49ers were losing every game, every single game when Jimmy G took over, won 5 in a row. He has since then played 2 full seasons, came a throw away from winning the Super Bowl and an interception away from getting back. That's all he's done is make deep playoff runs. And you know who wants him? The greatest minds in the history of offensive football, right? So, meantime, that has not been Dak's experience, Key. It hasn't been. He hasn't gone on playoff runs, and he's been on good teams, right? He hasn't been recruited by all the smartest offensive guys.
Well, he's with the Cowboys. He can't be recruited by all the smartest offensive guys. There you go, setting the narrative.
Doing my best.
Nice try. Well, here's what I would say, though. The question is,
not that Belichick's an offensive guy either.
Which quarterback is better suited to beat the Eagles? It wouldn't be Jimmy Garoppolo, because that offense is pretty much Christian McCaffrey and Deebo Samuel. If you got to play, if you got to score 40 to beat the Eagles, because the Eagles are going to score, that's not San Francisco's
play. I see what you mean. You don't think the San Francisco defense and style of offense can slow it down? I see what you mean. You're saying, look, you need to be able to match points with them, too, because they're going to put points on the board. That's a good point.
I don't give a damn how good your defense is. The Eagles are going to score.
They're a more dynamic version of the Niners in a certain way.
Way more, right? Yeah. So now, if Jalen Hurts is cooking and doing the things that he's doing, Jimmy G's got to match that.
That doesn't automatically mean that Jalen Hurts is going to be cooking, though. I mean,
offense hasn't slowed down. One game.
I hear you. I mean, but also, like, let's be honest about the strength of schedule that the Eagles have has not been extraordinary.
It's not about the schedule, but teams that I'm looking at, Jay. I'm looking at their offense and how prolific and how they set everything up.
Agreed.
That's what I'm looking at.
No, I hear you, but we're also talking about, like, the 1% of the league that's going to be playing at that high level defensively. Like, the Niners defense and the Cowboys defense are two different types of defenses that aren't really comparable to the rest of the teams that the Eagles have played thus far. Correct? Would you agree on that?
Well, the Eagles played the Cowboys already once this year. And Jalen Hurts and company kind of somewhat did what they were supposed to do.
Jimmy G does a couple things that I think are the most important thing a quarterback does. Not the big things that's very – he reads a defense quick, gets rid of the ball quick.
Had 3 interceptions against the Rams.
Almost.
Yeah,
But they win all the time with him.
I like Jimmy G.
I know you do, yeah.
I don't have a problem with Jimmy G. I like him. But I just know when you have to do certain things.
He can't do it.
He hasn't been able to do it.
Right.
That's
what I'm saying, man.
Doesn't mean he can't.
People who look and
he
go,
just
well,
hasn't been able
if
to.
He would have hit, if he would have hit that one throw to Sanders, they win the Super Bowl. You think he's going to miss that every time? I don't think he's going to miss that every time. He didn't make it last time. He'll make it next time.
And what happens,
but he'll be in the position to do it a lot of the time.
And what makes people feel this way is you go back to the Super Bowl run, Jay. He took the football out of his hands against the Green Bay Packers and Minnesota Vikings. They said, hey, man, you don't throw the ball anymore.
Yes, it's an extreme Keyshawn Bill Parcells strategy. It's not 22 of 27.
In two games.
8 of 12.
The guy threw 22 passes
for 81 yards.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I hear you.
Guys,
I just think Dallas and Dak Prescott is capable of possibly beating the Eagles. And we'll see that on Christmas Eve.
We got caught up in this Jimmy G, Dak Prescott conversation. But at 10 after the hour, and it's now 13 after the hour. At 10 after the hour, every hour here on KJM, 5 days a week, 4 hours a day, through the end of the show, December 7th, we are giving you a winning word. When you hear it, text it to 777-000. You're entered for your chance to win $2,500. We've given away over $100,000 at this point. So I believe it's over 50 different people, $2,500. There's no purchase necessary. It ends December 7th, 2022. You can see complete official rules at ESPNradio.com/contest. The winning word of the hour is Valvano, in honor of Giving Tuesday, V-A-L-V-A-N-O, as in Valvano, as in Jimmy G. Jimmy G, I said. Jimmy V Foundation. Valvano. Text it to 777-000 And listen, we're having fun, you know, with our giving away the money with our contests and everything. That's easy to do. That's fun to do. What the Jimmy V Foundation does is not easy to do. But you'll feel good if you go to v.org/donate and just give what you're able. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. Okay, Shannon, we are playing to the max level of trust for each division leader. I want to play, Shannon. Come in and do the honors.
All right, cool. All right, Max, we'll have you play. Let's look at the division leaders. You got to tell me how much you trust them, boys. We're going to start in the AFC. Key, level of trust for the Miami Dolphins, currently sitting at 8-3. 0-50 or to the max?
Setup question.
Got him.
The top. 50. Go ahead, Key. Say 50. Cold weather.
I would probably say 50. Right now, I want to see this transfer from South Florida to, you know, Buffalo or New England. And let me just see what that looks
perfectly
like.
Perfectly reasonable.
I just want to see
it. It's perfectly reasonable.
I mean, if they go in and they do what I think they're capable of doing in this bad weather, then I'm buying all in. I just, every time I keep thinking in my mind, have they gone on the road? They got to go to San Francisco this week, but have they gone on the road and shellacked anybody?
So wait, Key, real quick, guys, let me just step in for 1 second. Jay, I get it. You're not saying he can't do it. You're not saying he can't do it or he can do it. You're just saying you reserve judgment till you see it.
Yes.
That's what Bart Scott was talking about with Jalen Hurts throwing the ball. He's not saying he can't do it. He's saying, let me see him do it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Let's go. I'm to the max with what I've seen thus far. I mean, games two is played in. The numbers speak for itself. Just look them up. They're off the charts.
I'm going to go 50 also for the reasons Key pointed out and because Buffalo Bills are really good. Let me see it. Yep.
All right, the next team on the list, the Baltimore Ravens, currently sitting at 7-4. Level of trust, Key, 0-50 or to the max? 50, because I don't think that they can throw the football right now consistently late in games to close them out. For whatever reason, they've been squandering their 14-point leads in three games this season.
I'll go 0. Look, I like Baltimore. I think Lamar Jackson is special. But at the end of the day, defenses know how to play them now. And I don't like the fact they keep giving up leads, man. I don't like it.
I'm going to go 50 because of the Bengals. That's all. That's why.
You guys are really going out there, Max. 50,
I'm going 50 because of the Bengals because I like the Ravens. I haven't moved off them as my Super Bowl pick. But the Bengals are in their division. It's not so easy to beat them. I'll go 50.
All right, Key. Tennessee Titans currently sitting at 7-4. Level of trust for the Titans, 0-50 or to the max? It's to the max in the division. Easy done.
They just lost to the Bengals.
I'm saying the division. This is about the divisions.
Okay. Colts, Jags, and Texans.
I'll go Max.
Yeah, Max. Next.
All right. James Steele's Kansas City Chiefs, currently sitting at 9-2 in AFC West. Key, level of trust for the Chiefs, 0-50 or to the max?
Really? To the max,
next
man.
Question.
Supermax. Supermax. We're going to supermax that
as
one
I
out.
I say, really?
All right, cool. Let's shift over to the NFC because you guys were quick with that one. NFC East, Philadelphia Eagles, 10-1. Level of trust, Key, 0-50 or to the max for the Eagles?
I would say 50 because they still got to play the Cowboys. And if the Cowboys were to beat them, they'd be one game up on the Cowboys. And then they still got to play the Commanders, I believe, one more time, who's already beaten them. So I would just go 50 to be safe.
I'll go 50. I'll be a Key on that. Just because I think the Commanders are playing really good football. Cowboys, that game on Christmas Eve, I think it'll be massive.
I'm going to the max. I thought before the season the Eagles were the best team. So far this year, they're better even than I thought they'd be. They might be the best team in football. They probably are at this moment. They have the best case for it, to the max.
All right, let's go to the NFC North. Minnesota Vikings currently sitting at 9-2. Level of trust for the Vikings, Key, 0-50 or to the max?
Just to the max. They're going to win the division, man.
Easily, to the max.
Yeah, to the max. Division, come on, man.
All right, well, here's a tougher division to make your way through here, Key. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 5-6 currently. Level of trust for the Bucs, 0-50 or to the max?
42.5. I think when you think about Tampa Bay, 50, because these other teams, Atlanta's not going anywhere. They're one game up on them. It's just, it's a weird division. I 50, but I think Tampa Bay should win it.
I'm with you, Keith, 50. They should win it. You got to win this game coming up against the Saints, man. If you drop this game,
I'm to the max because Tom Brady ain't missing no playoffs in this division. It ain't going to happen. He's going to get it done to the max. They're going to win the division. And they're not going to win a wild card given the way the NFC is. So they got to win the division, and they will.
All right, the last team here, we were just talking about Jimmy G, Key, San Francisco 49ers, 7-4 right now in the NFC West. Level of trust for the Niners, 0-50 or to the max?
I would say 50 because Seattle's not going anywhere, and they still got to play each other one more time. And when you look at it, the reason they're ahead of them because they beat them already once this year, but they got to go to Seattle now. So we'll see. We'll see what this is.
You said 50?
Yeah, 50.
Yeah.
Arizona's out of it. The Arizona's Rams are out of it.
It's I'll still go to the Seattle. Max. I'm sold on this team. Like, I know there's questions around Jimmy G. I'm still sold on him when it's all said and done.
Yeah, I'm to the max. I would have been 50 before the CMC trade. They got McCaffrey with Debo, Kittle. They just got a lot of different Swiss Army knife pieces. But yeah, but they got a defense, too. They got a coach, and they got
experience. Right away, it went ugly, man.
And then key, playoff experience with the quarterback and the coach.
Yeah, I get it, but it's coming down to them in Seattle.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I like them, though. I like them. So there it is. We did it. We got through it. See, I didn't go all 50s, Jay. I went to the max.
Yeah.
I went to the max on some. You went 50s. I didn't sit here accusing you of going all 50s.
No. Okay. Tell the world how you feel.
Oh, sorry. Is this on? I thought. All right. If you are able, we hope that you choose today on Giving Tuesday to go to the v.org/donate. Go to v.org/donate now. And help support the critical work of the V Foundation for Cancer Research. We have more KJM coming right up.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This is V-Week at ESPN.
To those of you out there who are suffering from cancer, facing adversity, I want you to know that your will to live and to fight cancer can make all the difference in the world.
Join the fight against cancer. Go to v.org/donate. 100% of your donation goes to cancer research.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the ESPN app. Scroll down to Live Radio. Bet you didn't know you could take us with you. We're portable anywhere you are. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Today is Giving Tuesday. You've been hearing about it all day. It's a day when people all across the country give back to support organizations that are meaningful to them and their communities. Look, today, all day long, ESPN Radio supporting the V Foundation. Fighting cancer doesn't get better than that, right? Like, that's the most worthy cause. 100% of your donation, as you can see on ESPNU, goes to cancer research. Jay.
Max.
As you know, I'm an astute observer of the NBA, and something caught my eye. I'm curious to know what you think about it. Luka Doncic says Giannis Antetokounmpo, I don't know if you saw this, Jay, is the best player in the NBA. And that's a quote. It's hard to go against a guy like that, Doncic said. He's the best player in the NBA right now. He's almost impossible to stop. It's really fun to see him play. But it's not that fun to go against him. Are you, Jay, as a hooper, cool with Luka saying Giannis is the best player in the world?
I mean, Luka's cold-blooded. But at the end of the day, I'm never giving somebody credit for being the best player in the world. I'm not doing it as a player. As an analyst, as a fan of the game, sure. But as a player who's competing, I'm not saying out loud to any news publication that anybody's better than me. I don't want you to ever think you have an advantage on me. So here's an example.
What if you know
something.
It's true, though?
But
what if you look at a dude and, like, Charles Barkley looked at Michael Jordan and thought, man, I always thought I was the best on it. All right, that guy got me.
I don't care whether you think stuff is true. I'm telling you, this is what led me to be the second pick in the draft. It's just different. So I'll tell you an example. Like, Benedict Mathurin, right? He got drafted, plays for the Indiana Pacers. When he got drafted, he came out and he pretty much made a statement. I don't think anybody is better than me. LeBron's going to have to show me he's better than me. Now, look, everybody knows LeBron, best player in the world, right? But I like that, though. Mm-hmm. Like, until you prove something to me, until I play against you, I compete against you, then I'll call out for where it is. But I like people to have that kind of mentality.
How do you do against LeBron?
Well, he outscored LeBron last night, and they got to win.
I mean, y'all need to stop.
But it doesn't mean he's better than LeBron.
But maybe that.
It doesn't mean he's better than LeBron, but that's the mindset that he has.
Jay's mentality is maybe that mentality is one of the reasons he scored more than LeBron and got the win, right?
I mean, I guess. I mean, I don't have a problem with Luka said at all.
I didn't say I have a problem with it. That's not how I would roll. Like, I'm just more cut from like a Kobe Bryant cloth. Like, you think Kobe Bryant would ever say somebody was better than him?
No, because he didn't believe it.
You think Michael Jordan would ever say somebody's better than him?
No, because it wasn't true.
So I'm just like Isaiah Thomas would never say somebody's better than him. Like it's just different. Maybe today's game.
But Larry Bird,
I get it.
Larry Bird, when he was on top of the world, three MVPs and winning championships and everything, saw Michael Jordan in the playoffs and the Celtics beat them, right? But Jordan gave him 63. That was when he came back at the end of his second year, right? Because he'd been hurt most of that year. And Larry Bird came out, no shame in his game. He was the coldest dude in the world and looked at Michael Jordan and said, that dude's on a different level. Just gave it up, right? Because he was secure in who he was. He was the baddest.
He said he's on a different level?
Yeah, he was like, that's God in basketball shorts.
Yeah, but see, just in general, though, Jay, I don't look at it as if I'm propping somebody up as a player and I'm diminishing my skill set if I say, well, you know, by far, Chris Carter, best receiver in the league. That doesn't mean that I'm not that dude. And when you look at it from Luka's standpoint, because it's coming from Luka and not somebody who is beneath Luka, does it make a difference?
No, I'm not saying it diminishes Luka's skill at all. I'm just saying in my ranks, it would never come out of my mouth, even if I knew it to be true.
Mm-hmm. But Giannis said this about KD, though,
yeah,
Jay.
It's just I know, it's just where we are in the game. Like that was another one.
But I hear players all the time talk about how other players are the best at their position or really good at this. I don't know. I don't look at it. I guess I see it as.
But let me ask you this, Key, as an athlete, right? If you and I, if we were about to compete against each other, and you knew I had just said like, yo, that's the best in the game. Like if I'm a corner, how would that make you view, like, our next matchup?
It wouldn't make me, to be honest with you, it wouldn't make me view anything.
Oh, really?
I'm coming to get you anyway.
See, like, for me, that's psychological warfare.
I'm coming to gut you anyway.
I know you are.
Regardless to who, what you say.
But I'm giving you somewhat of a slight edge now, man.
You can call me a bum, you can call me great.
Now you know where I stand on you. Doesn't mean I'm going to compete against you less hard.
You better come to play regardless. Regardless, you got to come play.
I understand.
And so that's how I look at it. When you think about Derrick Henry says Nick Chubb is the best running back in the game. That doesn't mean
that's different, though, because they're not really competing against each other head-to-head. This is head-to-head combat.
But, Jay,
man,
is there something to be said
for...
Well,
Luka ain't competing head-to-head with Giannis.
Yeah, Giannis was guarding his tail the other night.
Is there something to be said for giving it up when it's true, and that helps you get to where you want to go? In other words, maybe one day Luka takes the court and goes, yo, I'm better than this dude. I'm better than everyone. And when they ask him, he goes, I'm the best player in the world. And when he says that, that's going to mean something different if he ever gets to that point, because when he wasn't, he said it. That's why, I mean, Bird, it was the reverse, right? He was the baddest dude in the world and saw MJ and was like, well, not anymore. But it didn't stop him from beating MJ back then. He had a better team, and, you know, he was great himself and everything, but he's just telling you what he thinks.
Can you realistically admit that there is some kind of edge it gives your opponent when somebody says out loud, oh, yeah, he's the best?
In a team sport, I don't know. You'd have to tell me.
But it's not a team sport.
Say one more time, Jay, so I can understand what you're saying.
There's some kind of edge psychologically.
Okay.
When somebody knows, like, I'll give you an example. So when we came into the NCAA tournament, one of our first games of the season, we're playing against a smaller school. Cats from the school on the team were like, yo, you mind if you sign this stuff? Like, or yo, blah, 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 before the game. Like, oh, we about to beat their heads in by 90.
Y'all was going to beat their heads anyway by 90.
But that's my
– Y'all was just better than them, so they wanted to get your autograph because they knew you were getting ready to win the Naismith this and the trophies that, and you were going to be the number two pick in the draft.
Sorry.
I want your damn autograph,
I'm sorry.
Too.
I saw St. Peter's beat Kentucky. I saw 15 seed beat a 2 seed. I've seen things happen before.
No.
But 888-SAY-ESPN. Are you okay with one of the best players in the world, by the way, be it basketball, football, whatever, looking at another dude and going, that's the best player in the world? Like Luka said, Giannis also said Luka's one of the best players in the world.
He didn't say he's the best, did
but
he?
You know what? Luka's never won a chip. Giannis has chipped up, won MVP. Those are things Luka hasn't done. Plays defense, something Luka doesn't do, right? It's true. So are you okay in any sport with one of the top guys looking at another guy and saying he's the best? 888-SAY-ESPN.
I'm going to gut you regardless, though. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Regardless of what your little psychological games are and all that, you better come play, period.
Yeah, I don't. It doesn't bother me, man. As long as there's,
I say, stop
there's
using the
honesty
word
underneath.
It doesn't
underneath
bother me.
Well, yes, it does.
No, it doesn't, because I'm just telling you how
you look
I react.
It bothers
no,
you.
No. Just because you guys frame a story and keep using words over and over again doesn't
bothered
mean that the public actually is going to
fall
for
it. Stop. It ain't got nothing to do with no damn public. I'm talking
he's
to you.
He's the master of it.
But I'm talking to you. It ain't got nothing to do with what Max is talking about. Max,
if it wasn't Giving Tuesday, I promise you we'd make that the word of the hour next hour. Bothered.
Bothered.
B-O-T-H. Yeah, look at Jay. Like, I'm not bothered by it. What are you talking about?
That's what you do when you get angry. I always cross my
people
arms.
Always come up to you for your autograph, though, Jay. People always would come up to you for your autograph because you was one of the best players in the history of Duke basketball.
Now, why you competing? I'll say that in the offseason, man.
He's what, top 10 guard? In the history of Duke basketball, you think?
College
basketball?
Duke?
No, he just said
basketball?
Duke.
College basketball? That's what you meant to say,
no,
Max.
I said in Duke basketball.
Oh, no. Okay.
He thinks you're a top 10 guard in the history of Duke.
I wonder, how many other wide receivers would be over Key at USC.
Be what?
Addison? Would he be more accomplished?
This ain't about me, man. We talking about you. We talking about you and your accomplishments right now. We're not talking about me. Although I got a story I'll tell you off air,
hey,
so I don't want to do it.
Christian in the Bronx wants to weigh in on this. Go ahead, Christian.
Hey, guys. First time caller, long time listener. I just think Jay's from a different time. Like, back in the day, you wanted to, you're out to get everybody. And then, nowadays, everybody's trying to, spread positivity and be positive. And I think Luka's just trying to big up everybody in the league.
I hear you, Chris.
Damn,
bro.
Jay.
Wait, how is
trying
not
to tear people
how
down,
is,
Jay.
How is not saying anything spreading negativity?
You're such
like
a
me
negative
not
guy.
Saying so me not
so
saying anything
bothered
at all about Giannis being the best player in the world. That's me spreading negativity. No, I'm just not saying it.
No,
even
it's
if
not
you believe it.
No, but
even if I did believe it, I'm not saying it out loud.
But that's the same. That's Jay is just. But I think the same way. I'm not telling you you're the best, even if I think it.
I know he was.
Well, I know what you guys are. I know what you guys are trying to say, and I appreciate it. Thank you. All right, listen, Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, we have some things to do. Are you cool with one of the best players in the world saying someone else is the best?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This is V-Week at ESPN.
I never imagined that I'd be able to be standing here 20 years after Jimmy V's speech and say that because of all the donations, research, and support, mine is one of the lives that's been saved.
Help continue Jim Valvano's fight against cancer. Visit V.org/donate. All donations benefit the V Foundation for Cancer Research.
If you're able, of course, we hope you will choose to join us today on Giving Tuesday and go to V.org/donate now. Help support the critical work of the V Foundation for Cancer Research. So, look, we were asking, are you okay with one of the best players in the world, in this case, Luka Doncic, looking at someone else, in this case, the best player in the world, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and giving it up. Yep, he's the best. I mentioned Larry Bird did it when he was on top of the world, saw Michael Jordan, and had just beaten Jordan. And he was like, ah, that dude, that's something different. Hey, you know who wants to talk about this, guys?
My man.
The great Spike Lee. What's going on, Spike?
Good morning, my brothers. How's everybody doing?
What's
calling
good,
you
Spike?
From the People's Republic of Brooklyn, New York.
Yes, sir.
And there's a phrase, game recognizes game. And when you see somebody great, you have to have the humility to acknowledge that.
Right.
Especially, I mean, it goes beyond sports, music, Prince, MJ, Stevie Wonder, James Brown, Aretha Franklin, they all gave love. I know I'm leaving out people, but they all gave love. Miles gave it to Coltrane, I mean, what is wrong was saying that somebody is great?
Well, because they were saying better. So Spike's talking about real game recognized game. But in this case, Spike, Jay's like, but he's saying he's better.
That's all right. I have no problem with that. Because that's like giving you a challenge. Okay, he's great now, but I'm gonna try to be as good as him or better than him, and that for me that is not.
Yeah, you're right. See, but Spike, Spike, I got nothing but love though, Spike, and it doesn't.
JJ,
come
how you doing, my brother?
I'm
how
doing
you
good,
doing?
Brother. You know, I'm doing great, man. How all you right. holding up? You doing all right?
Doing fine, but this for me, there's nothing wrong with saying this guy's better than me.
No, Spike, maybe
that should be a challenge to your soul, saying I gotta be better to get to the level that this artist, this musician, this athlete is at.
You feel that way about directors? You feel about that way about directors? Who?
Or Stacey, my brother, I mean, friends from a couple of those are Spielberg. In fact, I become friends with these guys.
But Spike is so different, though. It's different. Like, you're not.
We just disagree.
No. Hear me out. Because I'm saying.
I'm hanging up.
Okay.
Because
I feel like what you guys, music, entertainment, right? Like, everybody's blazing out their own path. They're not. It's not like a versus where they're going head to head.
They compete with the record sales.
I agreed.
This album dropped number one. Who was the number one top singles? They compete that way.
Agree. Okay. That's fine. Rapid but all I'm saying is, I can know that somebody's better than me. I'm just not saying it out loud. That's just me. I can know
that. You.
I can know MJ's the best in the game. Spike, let me just say, if you're a Nick player and you were that dude and you're like, yo, that guy's the best, he'd be like, come on, man. Like, I want you to think you the best. Like, I want you to think that you're the best. Don't
say
that. I
don't know if the Knicks is the best example.
Yeah, they probably
R.J. Barrett. I'm better than KD.
They're probably not the best example for a very long time, as you know, Spike. I feel bad for you.
Hey. I was in Game 7, May 8th, 1970. The Warriors games. I don't want to hear about that.
No. You're talking about – I don't have a problem with it either, Spike, because at the end of the day, even if I said that a player was the best at the game, don't mean – that I still don't believe that I'm cold as ice, you know?
But would you say it, though? Exactly. Would you ever say it? Would you ever say somebody was a better wide receiver in the game than you?
I would say, no, I wouldn't say that. I would say that player is pretty good, but I know what I can do. That's just what it
See,
is.
See, Spike, that's my point. That's what I would say.
I would say he's pretty good. Randy Moss is probably the best dude playing right now, but I'm coming. I would say something like that.
But Spike's bringing up, like, art, but you could bring it up especially with rap because that started out as competition, right? MCs basically DJ saying I'm the best.
In the Boogie Down Bronx.
Come on, when Kool G Rap was around, other rappers would be like, yeah, Kool G got it, right? Like or Nas came out, other rappers would be like, Nas got it, right? And there might be a couple guys who all think they're the best, but people know who they are. There's only a handful of them, right? There's nothing wrong with pointing to one and saying that dude's got it.
Yeah, well, 21 Savage cool. doesn't think Nas still
hey,
has it.
Hey, Spike, that's before we let you get out of here, am I going to see you in Vegas Friday night?
What's happening in Vegas Friday night?
Pac-12 championship. Keeping the rights to go to the Pac-12 championship, keeping our rights at USC to get to the Final Four.
Key, I never told you this, but, you know, growing up in New York, we never had a football team, so we always got USC. Always. So USC, growing up, was my college football team. And when Pete Carroll was there, once in a while, he let me come to practice and, talk to the team. So, let's go Trojans.
Yeah, we got to see you. If we make it to the Final Four, I got to see you there now. It's either going to be in Atlanta or the Fiesta Bowl, one of the two.
Well, look, my allegiance kind of changed now.
What you mean?
The Wolverines. Oh, they gave me an honorary degree.
So, you're going to make me disown you now, Spike. Goodness. Oh, you're going to make me disown you now.
Hey, Coach Harbaugh's my guy now, man. You know, doing the Kaepernick documentary, you know, they kind of got it. They adopted me.
All right. I hope we see them now. I hope we play Michigan now. I hope we do.
Spike, all I know is Giannis coming
guys,
in town.
Guys, don't let you go. Thank you so much. You guys do a great, great job. Great, great job.
You guys, Spike.
Yeah, listen, there's the great Spike Lee. He said Scorsese, Coppola, Spielberg. He mentioned three directors he thinks are – by the way, Spike Lee has such a long history, so many great films. You could put his catalog up with anyone. But that's how he feels about it, Jay. And he's telling you how
that's
he feels.
That's fine. That's Spike. I ain't Spike. I'm different. I'm not saying it.
MJ was in his prime and you were in the NBA. You give it up.
I wouldn't say anything.
Yeah, you would if they asked you.
I wouldn't say anything.
You cooled one of the best players in the world saying someone else is the best. 888 say ESPN. KJM, ESPN Radio. He's bothered. Jay is bothered.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.